奉主耶稣圣名，继续在下午的时间来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to share the word of God.
今天下午我们一起来学习两座山的见证。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you the two witnesses, the witness of the two mountains.
我们昨今天早上提到耶稣亚，他把神的吩咐。没有一项懈怠不行的。
This morning we shared that Joshua did not leave any of God's commandments undone.
神给以色列百姓有许多的吩咐。
God gave the Israelites many commandments.
当然，最主要就是他们要进到迦南地里面去把这个土地真的征服，成为他们的产业。
And of course, the foremost commandment of God is for them to enter into the land of Canaan and to conquer the land.
但是为了让他们能够真的承受这个应许地为产业，他们有一件事情是非做不可的。
But one of the necessary things that they need to do in order to inherit this land is their inheritance.
这件事情会关乎到他们是不是能够世世代代都在那个应许地居住。
It's something that is related to whether they can live in this land for generations.
我们看第八章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 8.
耶稣亚记第八章。
Joshua chapter 8.
第八章，来读第三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
第三十节，那时耶稣亚在以巴路山上为主以色列的神筑一座坛。
Now Joshua built an altar to the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal.
31节，是用没有动过铁器的整石头筑的，照着主仆人摩西所吩咐以色列人的话，正如摩西律法书上所写的，众人在这坛上给神奉献燔祭和平安祭。
As Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man has wielded an iron tool, and they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings.
这一段圣经是他们攻打爱城之后接下去所发生的。
This happened after they had conquered the city of Ai.
他们在爱城遭遇到意想不到的失败。
When they tried to conquer Ai, they met an unexpected defeat.
因为他们本来想说，应该爱城那么小，应该很容易就可以攻下来，竟然失败了，而且还被杀了36个人。
They thought the city of Ai was small, and they thought they could conquer it very easily. But in contrast, they lost 36 lives.
所以这个结果真的是。出乎他们意料之外，连耶稣亚都觉得很震惊。
So this was something that was very unexpected, and Joshua was surprised.
所以，其实当时候耶稣亚他在神面前是大声哭泣的。
Joshua cried out loud in front of God.
因为第七章呢，特别就描述当时候耶稣亚怎么样进到神面前，在耶柜前呢，俯伏在地，就是跟神哭啊，怎么会这样子？
In chapter 7, it describes how Joshua prostrated himself in front of the Ark of the Covenant.
然后他就在第七章的第七节说：“哀哉主啊，你为什么领这个百姓过约旦河，将我们交在敌人的手中呢？”
And in verse 7, Joshua said, "Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all?"
那时候他想说，住在约旦河东的时候，他们在打那两个。亚摩利王的时候都很顺利啊，把他们全部都杀光光，而且胜利让他们可以拥有那边的土地为产业的。
When they were on the east side of the Jordan, they conquered the two kings of the Amorites so easily.
所以那个时候，耶稣亚他本来也是抱着说到迦南地去打仗，应该每战必胜才对。
So Joshua thought in his heart that wherever they fought battle in the land of Canaan, they would surely be victorious.
但是第八节说主啊，以色列人既然在仇敌面前转背逃跑，我还有什么话可说呢？
And verse 8 says, O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies?
那现在他说第九节， 他说迦南人跟这地一切居民听见了就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭，那时你为你的大名要怎样行呢？
Verse 9, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?
所以你看当时候耶稣他想到的是说，那我们竟然被这个小小的爱城人打败了，那以后我们还有办法继续征战下去吗？
Joshua thought to himself, if we are defeated by Ai this time, how can we defeat the rest of the cities?
因为他说迦南人跟这地一切的居民，他们都会听见我们被爱城人打败这个事实的。
He was afraid that all the Canaanites and those who inhabited in the land will hear that they were defeated by Ai.
那按人数来说，按这个军力来比较，以色列百姓都不是对手。
And according to the number of people that could fight, the city of Ai could not come against the Israelites.
是整个迦南地的人，全部人。
If we were to count the number of people who could fight, the number of Israelites were outnumbered by the inhabitants of Canaan.
所以现在这个爱城的失败对他们来说是一个很大的打击。
So it was a very big shock to them that they were defeated by Ai.
因为接下去那个当地的迦南人他们就得到一个信心了。其实以色列也不是不可能打败的。
Because of this defeat, it may have made the Canaanites be strengthened that they learned that the Israelites were not undefeatable.
我们如果看圣经，从约书亚记一路读下来，我们会发现爱城的失败是一个转捩点。
If we continue to read the book of Joshua, we find that the battle at the city of Ai is a turning point.
以前在他们打这场战役之前，迦南人他们听到以色列人过约旦河，他们听到就害怕了。
Before this battle, when the Canaanites heard that Israelites were crossing the River Jordan, they were frightened.
因为神的作为就是迦南人他们所听过的。
Because the great works of God had been heard by all the Canaanites.
在第二章这个耶利哥城里喇合，他就特别跟两个探子这样说的。
And remember in chapter 2, Rahab said to the two spies.
因为在第二章的第十节。
In chapter 2, verse 10.
我们听见你们出埃及的时候，神怎么样使在你们面前使红海的水干了。并且你们怎么带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed.
第十一节说，我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。主你们的神本是上天下地的神。
Verse 11, and as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
喇合所讲的话其实代表当时候耶利哥城人普遍的心声。
These words spoken by Rahab represents what was widely believed among the Canaanites.
那所以在耶利哥城的人他们听到神的作为，他们就害怕。
So when the people in the city of Jericho heard about the great works of God, they were afraid.
其实基本上他们是觉得没有办法跟以色列百姓对抗的。
They felt that they had no power to go against the Israelites.
因为他们知道说是神在他们面前行的。
Because God walked in front of the Israelites.
那所以一般他们听到这个神的作为，他们就心里面就已经输了，他们已经不想打了，因为觉得一定不能赢。
And so once the Canaanites heard about the works of God, they became so frightened they had no will to fight anymore.
所以第五章。
In chapter 5.
第五章，他们已经走干地过约旦河了。
They had walked on dry ground across the Jordan.
第一节就记载当时候亚摩利的诸王跟基亚兰人的诸王，他们心里是怎么想的。
And in verse 1, it records the thoughts of the kings of the Amorites on the west side of the Jordan.
他们是听到神在以色列面前使约旦河水干了。
And of all the kings of the Canaanites, because they heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan.
那时候他们的心就消化，不再有胆气，当然不敢跟以色列人对抗了。
And their heart melted, and there was no spirit in them anymore to go against the children of Israel.
好，所以你如果看到，所以第五章，他们在行割礼，他们在守逾越节，哦，他们在做这些要征战的准备，敌人都不敢趁机会来攻击他们呢。
And it is because of this that they were able to hold a congregation-wide circumcision.And Passover, and they were not the kings did not come against them.
所以，因为他们听到神的作为，他们就不敢来啊。
It is because they heard of the works of God that they dare not to come close to them.
如果你看第六章一开头的时候，耶利哥城的城门是因为以色列人缘故都关得紧闭，无人进出的。
And in chapter 6, it says that Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
他们只能够很被动的就。防守说：“哎，那个如果以色列人来攻的时候，把城门关起来，他们就进不来。不过，这么他们就可能得到安全嘛。”
And so they were very conservative in that they focus on their defense.
他们并不敢主动的去攻击以色列人的。
They dare not to proactively attack the Israelites.
所以等到他们真的把约利哥城攻下来之后，发生什么效果呢？
And after they conquered the city of Jericho, what happened?
我们看六章的第二十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 27.
二十七节说：“主神与耶稣亚同在，耶稣亚的声名就传扬遍地。”
So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country.
所以，当耶利哥城就这么简单的倒了以后
，When the city of Jericho fell,
很快的，很快的，这个消息就传遍各地。
The reputation of Joshua spread through all the land.
大家都知道是神跟耶稣亚同在，当然就是神带领以色列百姓。
Everyone knew that the Lord was with Joshua and that God led His people.
那所以现在他们都听到这个消息，其实他们心里面都知道说，哇，这位神，以色列的神真的是跟他们所拜的不一样。
And so everybody in that land knew that the God that the Israelites worship was different from other gods.
好了，现在。事情发生进到第七章的时候，就是以色列人在爱城的战役上失败。
In chapter 7, it describes how the Israelites lost the city of Ai.
那他们失败的原因就是因为亚干犯罪。
And the reason for their defeat was that Achan had sinned.
这是主要的原因。
This was the primary reason.
因为亚干他并没有照神的吩咐去做。
Because Achan did not follow God's commands.
是整个以色列。这个所有的兵丁就这么那么一个人犯罪而已、啊。
Of all the soldiers and the fighters of Israel, he was the only one that sinned.
好，所以第七章的第一节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪。
In chapter 7, verse 1, it says that the children of Israel committed a trespass.
那这个最后这个以色列人只有讲这是亚干取得当灭的物。
And it, in that Achan took what was not he was not supposed to take.
然后主神的怒气就向以色列人发作了。
And so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel.
所以真正的原因就是因为这个亚干一个人犯罪，在神眼中等于所有的以色列人都犯罪。
Because Achan sinned in the eyes of God, the whole of Israel sinned.
那当然，接下去附带的原因就是约书亚他。接下去就是攻打爱城，也没有去问神说应该怎么打，然后要多少人去，都是他自己决定的，他们就这样做了。
Afterwards, Joshua led his men up to the city of Ai to fight, but he did not inquire of the Lord as to how many people to take with him.
因为在攻打耶利哥城的时候，这个神亲自出现，跟他说：“我就是神军队的元帅。”所以耶稣亚就。听从神的指示，应该怎么攻打耶利哥城
？When they fought the city of Jericho, God had instructed him specifically on how to conquer the city.
但是在爱城这件事情没有。
But when they went up to the city of Ai, he did not
又听了这个探子的报告，两三千个人去就好，结果真的是派三千人去打。
And instead, he listened to the report of the spies, and he led only 3,000 men.
结果被杀了36个人，逃跑了，他们在敌人面前逃跑。
And they were defeated in front of their enemies, and they ran away, and 36 men were struck down.
那这个时候，这个消息，别那个迦南人他们也听见了。
And this was also heard among the Canaanites.
那这件事情之后呢，那个迦南人对以色列人的态度就不一样了。
And after this defeat, the attitudes that the Canaanites had towards the Israelites were different.
所以，如果我们看第九章
，If we look at chapter 9，
第九章
，chapter 9，
当然后来他们第八章就把爱城也再一次的把它打下来了嘛。
Of course, in chapter 8, they at the second try they did defeat the city of Ai.
可是当时候，其他的迦南人他们都不知道，在爱城这件事情是到底怎么发生的，他们不知道原因的。
And to the Canaanites, they did not know the inside story, the backstory behind why the Israelites were defeated.
他们只是知道说，哎，爱城人曾经把以色列人打败。
All they knew was that the people of Ai had once defeated the Israelites.
后来当然爱城被除灭了。
Even though ultimately the city of Ai was conquered.
因为第二次以色列百姓是动员所有的人出来打。
Because the Israelites went with their entire army.
那所以呢，现在第九章第一节。
In chapter 9.
约旦河西的住在山地高原，这个黎巴嫩沿海一带的诸王就是。这些迦南地的诸王他们听见这件事情。
And in chapter 9, it says that all the kings in that area they heard about this news.
第二节说，他们就聚集，同心合意的要与约书亚跟以色列人征战了。
And upon this news, they gathered together to fight with Joshua and Israel with one accord.
他们现在主动的联络起来，要跟以色列人对抗。
So this time around, they proactively united with each other to fight against.
我们如果比较这第五章的记录跟第九章，这是很大的不一样。
If we compare the recordings in chapter 5 and chapter 9, we find that their reactions are quite different.
那第九章里面他特别提到，哎，这个基遍的居民他们听到也是一样，听到约书亚跟像耶利哥跟爱城所行的事情。第三节。
In verse 3, it describes the reaction of the inhabitants of Gibeon.
那基遍人他们听到之后，他们就想要来跟以色列人和好。
The Gibeonites had a different attitude. They wanted to make a pact with the Israelites.
所以他们就不跟这个其他的这个诸王联合起来对抗以色列人了。
They did not join the other kings.
那我们都知道，后来约书亚他们真的被基遍人骗了，跟他们立约了。
And we all know that at the end, Joshua was deceived by the Gibeonites.
好，现在第十章
，Chapter 10。
这个现在耶路撒冷王他这个人起来号召，去联络了他们在当地的五个城一起起来，要来攻打基遍人了。
And the king of Jerusalem called upon other five kings in the area to fight against the Gibeonites.
因为基遍人他说第二节十章二节说他是一座大城，像都城一般，比爱城更大，并且城里人都是勇士。
It's described the city of Gibeon. Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and it was greater than Ai, and all his men were mighty.
那现在这个基遍人竟然去跟以色列人立了合约了，住在他们当中了。
And so the Gibeonites had made peace with Israel, but they still lived among other kings.
好，所以现在这个五个王就联合起来要攻打基遍人，结果以色列人就来解救基遍人。
And the king of Jerusalem plus five kings, they decided to go against the city of Gibeon, and the Israelites army came to rescue them.
那所以这个就是都主动的要跟以色列人对抗了。
And so we can see that these kings went up to go against the Israelites by themselves.
好，那当然我们都知道，后来这五个王也被打败了。
And at the end, these five kings were defeated.
好，我们现在看第十一章。
And let's read chapter 11.
这个五个王被打败的事情以后，第十一章是夏所王耶宾 他听见这个事情，就打发人去召集其他的王一起。
It says, Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of these things, and so he sent together other kings.
那 把北方的跟西方的东方的这些城邑的王、啊、把他聚在一起。第四节说，他们通通出来、啊、人数多如海边的沙，并且有许多的马匹车辆。
So he gathered the kingdoms from the north, from the west, and the east. They gathered so many people. In verse 4, it says that all their armies with them, as many people as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude.
第五节说，这诸王会合，来到米伦水边，一同安营，要与以色列人征战。
And in verse 5, when all these kings had met together, they came and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel.
我们看到了到这里，基本上从九章以后，这个都是这个诸王他们主动的要跟以色列人对抗的。
Starting from chapter 9, we see that the various kings of the land decided to unite with other kingdoms to fight against Israel.
他们现在心里不再怕以色列人了。
In their hearts, they were no longer afraid of Israel.
因为他们觉得他们实际上是有机会可以得胜的。
Because they felt that they had a chance to win.
如果爱城的人都可以有机会得胜的，何况说像夏所王或者是像耶路撒冷王呢？
They saw that even the city of Ai could defeat the Israelites, and so they were confident that they had a chance.
所以这个百姓他们在爱城的失败，实际上造成很大的影响。
And because of the defeat in Ai, it affected the rest of history.
因为让本来其他外邦人这样心里会害怕的这种心态调整过来了。
And because of that defeat, the people who initially were afraid of the Israelites' God changed their minds.
因为其实他们不知道，百姓他们失败的真正原因是因为他们违背神的话。
And they did not know the reason why the Israelites had been defeated at Ai.
但是对耶稣亚来说，后来神告诉他为什么他们被打败。
God told Joshua the reason why they were defeated.
但是从这件事情让我们看出来说，我们一个人我们如果有一个错误，其实会影响整个全体百姓。
From this we learn that as an individual we can make a mistake that will affect the rest of the congregation.
那这个全体百姓他们的失败就给敌人有不同的反应了。
And because of a defeat by the entire group, it has an impact on the enemies.
至少他们对以色列所拜的这位神，他们就有不同的看法。
At the very least, the Canaanites had a different attitude towards the God that the Israelites worshipped.
他们就认为说，以色列神也没有他们想象中的那么厉害啊。
They had it in their mind that the God of Israel was not as great as they had initially thought.
以色列人也不是不能够被打败的啊。
They realized that the Israelites were not undefeatable.
所以他们其实很容易的认为说，他们实际上是有机会来对抗的。
And so they knew that they had a chance, a good fighting chance.
如果自己力量不足，就去联络其他人一起来嘛。
If individually they did not have enough manpower, they could gather other kings to fight.
所以，其实让我们看到说，今天我们教会有没有信心，会关乎到神的名的荣耀的问题。
Today in our church, whether we have faith in God has a large impact on the name of God.
今天我们是怎么样依靠神的？然后在这个各项征战上得胜，会影响到我们传福音的效果。
And how whether we rely on God will have a major impact on how we preach the gospel.
那今天我们得胜，其实不是因为我们人多，或者是我们人有多少才能。
Today we can overcome not because of that we are great in number or that we are very talented.
就好像以色列人他们征战得胜，其实是因为神为他们打仗的。
Just like the Israelites, they won because God helped them.
在 这一系列的战争当中呢，第十章第十四节特别这样说。
In of all the battles that they fought in chapter 10, verse 14, it says.
最后一句话是说，因为神为以色列人征战。
For the Lord fought for Israel.
所以你看，神迹会出现，敌人被打败，甚至日夜可以停止。
And because God fought for Israel, miracles happened, and the sun could stand still.
刚才那个是第十章嘛？好，那第十章的第四十二节。
In chapter 10, verse 42,
耶稣亚一时杀败这些王，夺了他们的地，因为主以色列神为以色列人征战。
All these kings and their land Joshua took at one time because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel.
其实基本上这些战役都是神为他们打的。
We know that all the battles were won because of God.
是神把敌人交给他们的。
It was God who delivered their enemies into their hands.
所以其实以色列人他们是靠神在过日子。
So Israelites actually live by the strength of God.
他们有没有办法得胜，是在于神要不要跟他们同在。
And whether they would win a battle or not is whether it depends on whether God was with them.
神如果同在，他们就得胜。
If God was with them, they won.
神如果没有跟他们一起去，他们就输了。
If God did not go with them, they were defeated.
那为什么神不跟他们一起去打仗？
Why was God not willing to go with them?
不是神不要他们。
Not that God forsook them.
是因为他们惹神发怒。
But that they had angered God.
惹神发怒的原因就是因为他们没有听神的吩咐而已。
And the reason why they made God angry was that they did not follow God's command.
要惹神发怒，不需要所有人都犯罪，他只要一个人犯罪，就会造成这个效果。
And it didn't need to take all people to sin against God to anger God, but it only took a few.
所以其实神要整个百姓，他们都能够同心合意。
God wants all His people to be united in heart.
要愿意听神的吩咐。
God wants His people to be willing to listen to His command.
在攻打耶利哥城的事情上，神特别跟百姓吩咐说，当灭的物都不要拿。
When they went up against the city of Jericho, God has specifically told them not to take any of the accursed things.
那金银铜铁这些东西啊，是要归到神的府库里面去的。
And they had to put all the gold and some treasures into the treasure.
但是以色列人当中有一个他没有听。
But one individual did not heed God's commandment.
所以等到他们失败的时候，神就特别告诉耶稣亚说，有一个人犯罪，犯了什么罪？
And when they were defeated, God told Joshua that one person had sinned and what he had done.
因为第七章的第十节，耶稣亚伏在神面前的时候，神特别跟他说：“你起来。”
In chapter 7, verse 10, when Joshua was prostrated in front of God, God said to Joshua, "Get up."
你为什么要伏在地上呢？
Why do you lie thus on your face?
第十一节，
verse 11,
以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的物放在他们的家具里。
Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived. And they have also put it among their own stuff.
这里神自己说，以色列人犯罪，犯了五项罪。
God said that the Israelites had sinned in five different ways.
亚干犯罪其实很简单的一个动作而已。
What Achan did was just one action.
但是在神眼中，这是一个很大，这是犯了很大的罪了。
But in the eyes of God, this was a grave sin.
因为第一个
，Number one，
违背了我吩咐他们的约。
He had transgressed against God's command.
也就是说，神说不可以做的，他们不听，他亚干没有听，他去做了。
In that Achan did what God said not to do.
这城里面的东西你都不要拿。
God has said, "Do not take anything from the city."
所以第二，取了当灭的物。
Number two, he had taken the accursed thing.
就是在这个耶利哥城里的这些物品，神说不可以拿的，应该毁灭的，他把它拿走了。
In that, God has said, "Do not take the things." They need to be destroyed.
那这当灭的物是什么？
What were the accursed things?
第二十一节。
In verse 21.
有一件美好的示拿衣服。
A beautiful Babylonian garment.
200 shekels of 银子。
200 shekels of silver.
一条金子重50 shekels.
And a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels.
所以基本上就是这三个东西。
There were these three type of things.
那这个示拿的衣服当然就是很珍贵的，可能是至少亚干他没有看过。
The first item was a beautiful Babylonian garment, something that Achan probably hadn't seen before.
但是这件衣服是神说要灭的。
But this was something God has said to destroy.
现在亚干把它据为己有。
Now Achan had taken it as his own.
那他去拿了金子跟银子。
And he also took the silver and gold.
这金子银子是神说要把它归到神的府库里面去的。
And the silver and gold belong into the treasury of God.
也就是说本来是属神的。
They belong to God.
所以第三件他第三件犯的错的罪就是偷窃偷神的东西。
The third sin that he committed was that he has stolen from God.
第四个罪就是诱行诡诈。
The fourth sin was that he deceived others.
行诡诈表示他说谎话。
It means that he lied about.
所以他当然回来表现的时候，就好像他已经遵守神的话一样。
Of course, when he returned home, he acted as if he had followed the commandments of God.
但是很有可能他打仗之后回到自己的帐篷，带来一些东西，哎，竟然如果有人问他，也一定说谎话掩盖过去。
And so, for example, he probably took the stuff with him after he returned from the battle, and if others saw him with the stuff, he must have lied about what they were.
所以这个叫做行诡诈的事。
And so he deceived others.
第五件罪就是他把那当面的物放在自己的家具里。
And the fifth sin was that he put it among their own stuff.
那这个放在自己的家里面，就是把这个罪放在自己家里面去的。
It means that he took the sin and then put it in his own home.
一定是会连带影响到他自己的家人。
In return, he would affect his family.
所以其实亚干他当时在神眼中犯了这五个大罪。
In the eyes of God, Achan committed these five sins.
他一个人犯罪，但是神说是以色列人犯罪。
And even though he was the only one that has sinned, but The Lord said that the Israelites had sinned.
所以因为一个人的缘故，就连累了全体百姓。
And because of his sin, he had affected the children of Israel.
那我们看这个亚干他犯罪，其实说实在的，他如果仔细想一想，他也可以不犯。
If Achan had thought about it more carefully, he could have not done what he did.
他如果曾经想过神所说过的话。
If he remembered what God has said to him,
如果他记住神当时透过摩西所宣告的那个咒诅跟祝福的话之后，他就不会这样做。
If he could remember the words that Moses had could reminded them about the curses and the blessings.
我们看一下第七章的第二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 7 verse.
看亚干他犯罪的过程是怎么来的。
Let's read the sequence of events.
七章二十一节说
，Chapter 7 verse 21。
我在所夺的财物当中看见一件美好的士拿衣服。
When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment.
所以他先看见一件很美的衣服。
First he saw a beautiful garment.
他看到了200 shekels的银子跟一条金子。
And then 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels.
他看见这三件东西，他说我就贪爱这些物件。
And because he saw, he coveted them.
哦，所以他贪爱，他看见他想要。
And because he saw, he had this thought in his heart that he wanted them.
然后我便拿去了。
And then he took them.
所以我看见我贪爱，然后我就去拿。
He saw, he coveted, and he took.
然后现金藏在我帐篷的内的地里，银子在衣服底下。
And then he hid them in the earth in the middle of his tent.
现在我，你看他拿了之后，他就把它藏起来。
After he took them, he hid them.
基本上这个是我们一般犯罪的过程。
And this is the same process that we go through when we sin.
我们看见之后，我们通常就会喜爱。
When we see something, we may love that.
我们喜爱之后。这是我们的人的贪心，之后我们就去拿。
And then after we develop, we covet it, then we will take it.
我们拿了之后就知道这是错误的，我们就把它隐藏起来，就藏起来了。
And once we take this something that we're not supposed to have, we know that is a mistake, then we hide it.
那藏的时候藏哪里？就藏到自己家里去。
And where can we hide it? We just hide it in our home.
那最后就连带了影响所有的家人。
And after we do that, we affect our entire family.
所以这个就是今天人。的软弱
，and this also tells us about human weakness.
我们今天有很多的罪恶都从我们眼睛开始。
There are many sins that we commit that starts from our eyes.
所以一个瞎眼的人比较不会犯罪。
That is why a blind person is cannot easily sin.
因为跟明眼人比较，他缺少了，他没有用眼睛这个视觉 的部分 的机会。
Because compared to someone who's seeing, the blind person cannot receive so many temptations.
当然也不是说瞎眼人都不会犯罪了。
It is not to say that the blind cannot sin.
只是说跟明眼人比较起来，他们少了一项犯罪的很大的原因。
It is because they don't have a source of temptation that many seeing people have.
所以我们要注意我们眼睛所看的。
So we need to be careful of what we see.
然后呢，我们也要注意我们所听见的。
And we need to be careful of what we hear.
你看今天我们人通常，你用眼睛看，通常你也会注意你耳朵听的。
And we often see and then we listen.
我们常常说我们要注意我们眼睛所看的，同时也要注意我们听什么。
And so we need to pay attention to what we see and what we hear.
你看，拉合他在整个耶利哥城里面，耶利哥城那么多人，他们都听到神的同样的作为。
Among all the people of Jericho, many people heard about the works of God.
但是拉合他听到之后，他就会想要说，那我应该来归向这位神。
But Rahab was special in that once she heard it, she decided she wanted to belong to the people of God.
所以当他有机会接触到以色列人的时候，他就抓住机会了。
So when she had an opportunity to come across an Israelite, she took her chance.
拉合他只有一次这个第一次的机会，也是最后一次接触到以色列人，在耶利哥城被毁以前。
And Rahab had a very unique opportunity for her to be saved right before the city of Jericho was
destroyed. 所以当他看到两个探子的时候，他马上抓住机会。
When she saw the two spies, she took the opportunity to save her own family.
她就要求他们这两个探子要救她。
And she asked the spies to save her.
而且要救她的全家。
And also her entire household.
因为她的心要归向这位神。
Because her heart wanted to belong to God.
因为从她所听见的事，她知道这个迦南地的人在以色列人面前是站立不住的，他是不可能存活的。
When she, because of what she heard about the Israelites, she knew that the Canaanites could not stand in front of the Israelites.
所以会注意所听见的事情。
And she paid attention to what she heard.
特别是有关于神的作为。
And especially about things of God.
那如果我们看基遍人。
And if we look at the Gibeonites.
第九章也是讲基遍城跟他们周围的这些王，他们都听到同样的神的作为。
In chapter 9, it tells us that the Gibeonites heard about the Israelites like the surrounding kings.
当众人这些王都想要来跟以色列人对抗的时候，基遍人他们觉得他们应该来归服神。
When all the kings surrounding them decided to go against the Israelites, the Gibeonites made a different choice.
因为他们听到神是怎么样对待耶利哥城跟爱城的人。
Because the Gibeonites heard how what was done to the city of Jericho and Ai.
他们现在想要来成为神的百姓，得到生命。
They wanted to save themselves by joining the people of God.
所以会注意听神作为的人，他基本上他会想要归服神。
And so for people who will pay attention to the works of God, they will grow close to God.
所以我们看到，亚干犯罪，他用他的眼睛看到。所以财物是他不该得的，他喜爱的。
Achan sinned because he saw the things that he and then he coveted for to he coveted them.
本来应该要存活的人，现在反而因为这样子而灭亡了。
And for he was someone who was supposed to be saved, and because of this, he was destroyed.
亚干犯罪，连带的是他的家人、他的儿女都死了。
Because of Achan's sin, his entire family was destroyed.
我们读到第七章的时候，一定会对亚干的儿女打抱不平。
And when we read chapter 7, we may feel unjust for the children of Achan.
七章的第二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 25.
耶稣亚说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日主必叫你受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，用火焚烧他所有的。
And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
他所有的就是在第二十四节所说的。
The them refers to what's in chapter verse 24.
就是这些该灭的物，这三件东西，加上亚干的儿女、牛驴、羊、帐篷，以及他所有的都被 毁灭了。
And so all that belonged to Achan included the things that he took, silver and gold and garment, and his sons, his daughters, his livestock, etc.
所以很显然，亚干他的犯罪一定是让他的家人也连带因此这样而犯罪了。
Because of Achan's sin, his entire household came to ruin.
所以很有可能他的儿女们、他的家人也知道亚干所做的事。
And so it's possible that his children and his wife knew about what he had done.
因为神他不会把一些把就神的公义上对以色列百姓来说，绝对不会把那个不该死人把他杀了。
And according to the righteousness of God, he would not allow those who did not sin to be punished like this.
因为在以西结书里面特别强调说，父亲的罪不会是由儿子来承担。
In the book of Ezekiel, it says that the son should not bear the sins of the father.
每一个人要为他自己的罪而付出代价。
Everyone is responsible for the sins that they commit.
但是我们所以看到的是亚干他犯罪，哎，结果真的他的家人也这样子灭亡，连带的整个以色列百姓都被敌人打败。
And when we see that because Achan's sin and his entire household was destroyed.
那所以。我们一个人的行为会影响到全体的。
We know that as an individual, our individual action can affect the group around us.
因为因了一个人，让整个百姓成为被咒诅的。
And because of him, the entire people was cursed.
好，因为那时候神他自己这样说。
And God said.
如果我们看第七章哈。
Chapter 7.
第七章。第七章第十二节
Verse 12.
因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因为成了被咒诅的。
Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction.
因为一个人他不愿意听神的话。
Because of an individual who did not listen to the commandments.
结果这个整个百姓成为被咒诅的了。
The entire people became doomed to destruction.
所以对有关于神的祝福跟咒诅的事情要很清楚。
And so we must be very mindful of the things that are blessings and things that are curses.
当时候至少对以色列百姓呢，有些人他们真的不了解说，哎，一个人个人所犯的罪，怎么会有这么大的影响啊？
And back in the day, when the people probably did not understand how an individual action can affect the entire group.
这件事情。耶稣亚照着神的吩咐就这样处理的。
And Joshua took care of this entire incident according to the words of God.
就把亚干跟他所有的都把他用石头打死，然后把他堆在一堆石堆在那里。
And so they stoned Achan and all that is his, and then under a great heap.
如果我们当时候是在耶稣亚的位置上，我们下得了手吗？我们愿不愿意这样做？
If we lived in Joshua's time, would we be able to raise that piece of stone?
但是耶稣亚他照做了。
But Joshua did according to God's command.
这些罪恶除去了。
And he destroyed the evil among them.
最后他们就再一次得胜了。
And as a result, they were victorious again.
所以当人愿意顺服神的时候，
So when we are willing to submit to God,
那神就同在。
God will be with us.
那胜利就得到。
And victory will come upon us.
好了，现在最后也把爱城都把它焚烧了。
And at the end, they were able to burn the city of Ai.
他们在攻打这个迦南地的时候，他们的基地是在基甲，在耶利哥城的旁边。
When they were fighting in the land of Canaan, their home base was in Gilgal, next to the city of Jericho.
他们通常打完仗的时候都会回到基甲去。
And after they finished their battle, they would return to Gilgal.
因为很自然的，这个叫他们的基地，所以他们打完仗一定会回到他们的基地。
And because this was their home base, it was natural for them to return to their home base.
八章的第三十节，刚才我们所读的。
Chapter 8, verse 30.
那个时候，耶稣亚把所有的百姓带到以巴路山上去。
It says that Joshua led the people to the Mount Ebal.
也就是说，当他们把爱城都把它打下来以后。
It means after they had defeated the city of Ai.
接下来，耶稣亚就不急着说，哎，这个城市打下来之后，下一个要去打哪一个城呢
？Joshua did not immediately try to fight another city.
他现在先停下脚步来。
He slowed down his footsteps.
把整个百姓带到以巴路山上去筑坛。
He led the entire people to the Mount Ebal to build an altar.
竹坛是照摩西所吩咐的，就是用没有动过铁器，都是完整的石头筑起来的。
And he built the altar according to the commandments that was written in the book of the law of Moses.
这是记载在出埃及记的二十章。
And this was recorded in Exodus chapter 20.
要为神筑坛的时候，要有的材料就是不可以用动过铁器的石头。
And it says that when you build an altar to the Lord, you must build it with a stone that has not been worked on, chiseled on.
这个坛建好之后，就是献燔祭跟平安祭。
So then they offered burnt offering and the peace offering.
献燔祭是为了要再一次的亲近神。
They offer the burnt offering in order to draw close to God again.
献平安祭是为了要感谢神。
They offer the peace offering in order to give thanks to God.
因为如果没有神怜悯，神再一次的跟他们同在，他们是不可能打胜。
And they knew that without God's mercy, they could not have the abundance of God.
所以神再一次的接纳他们，他们要感谢。
And because God once again received them, they needed to be thankful to Him.
所以他们现在到以巴路山上去筑坛献祭哦。
And so they went up to Mount Ebal to build an altar to offer to the Lord.
除了献祭之外。
And after they offer.
三十二节，耶稣亚在那里当着以色列人面前，将摩西所写的律法抄写在石头上。
And there, in the presence of the children of God, he wrote on the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he had written.
摩西所写的律法很多嘛。
The law of Moses was very expensive.
所以一定是很多石头。
And so there must have been a lot of stones.
现在耶稣亚把这些律法都抄在石头上。
And so Joshua copied of the law of Moses on these stones.
三十三节，以色列众人，无论是本地人，是聚居的长老、官长，并审判官，都站在约柜两旁，在台神约柜的祭司、立位人面前，一半对着基利新山，一半对着以巴路山，为以色列人祝福，正如主仆人摩西先前所吩咐的。
33. Then all Israel, with their elders and officers and judges, stood on either side of the ark before the priests, the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, the stranger as well as he who was born among them. Half of them were in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel.
耶稣亚选择这个地点，其实在示剑城附近。
The location that Joshua had chosen was around the city of Shechem.
这个是基利新山跟以巴路山中间的。
So Shechem was located in between the Mount Gerizim and the Mount Ebal.
那这两座山是当时候摩西特别吩咐百姓进了迦南地之后，一定要到这个地方去宣告咒诅跟祝福。
And these are the mountains that God had commanded Moses to. Commanded the people to go to in order to proclaim the blessings and the curses.
那是在《生命记》第十一章。
And it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记第十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
第二十六节，看啊，我今日将祝福和咒诅的话陈明在你们面前。
Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse.
第二十九节。即至主你的神领你进入要去得为业的那地，你就要将祝福的话陈明在基利新山上，将咒诅的话陈明在以巴路山上。
Now it shall be when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal.
看三十二节。
32.
你们要谨守遵行我今日在你们面前所陈明的一切律例典章。
And you shall be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today.
这就是当时候摩西特别说的，还没有进迦南地以前就跟他们说要这样做。
And this is something that Moses had said to them before they entered the land of Canaan.
现在要耶稣亚就你看把所有的人都召集起来。
So Joshua gathered all the people.
包括聚集的人。
Including the strangers that dwell among them.
他把律法写下来之后，
He wrote down the law of Moses.
现在他要把律法再一次的向百姓宣读。
And then once again, he read all the words of the law to the people.
三十四节，随后耶稣亚将律法上祝福咒诅的话，照着律法书上一切所写的都宣读了一遍。
34. And afterward, he read all the words of the law and blessings and the cursings according to all that is written in the book of the law.
35节
35.
摩西所吩咐的一切话，耶稣亚在以色列会众全会众和妇女孩子 并他们中间聚集的外人面前没有一句不亵渎的。
There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them.
就是在这两座山之间呢。
And so they were in between these two mountains.
现在耶稣亚把众人召聚来了。
And Joshua gathered all the people.
然后把祝福跟咒诅的话照着律法书上所写的都宣读一遍，没有一句不讲的。
And they proclaimed all the blessings and curses recorded in the law of Moses, the book of the law.
也就是说，要让百姓都了解什么样的情况下会被咒诅。
So that all the people may understand that under which circumstances they would be cursed.
因为祝福的话，其实神讲了很多。
God taught them many blessings.
因为我们每个人都想要祝福。
And we all want to be blessed.
通常对祝福的话，我们都会比较在意。
And so it's easier for us to remember the words of blessing.
但对咒诅的事情，我们很容易就把它忘记。
But it is much easier for us to forget the words of cursing.
因为没有人希望被咒诅。
Because none of us wants to be cursed.
但是祝福跟咒诅的话，这两个是并行的。
But the words of blessing and cursing go hand in hand.
就是看我们对神所吩咐是抱什么样的态度而已。
And these words, it depends on our attitude towards the law of God.
现在耶稣亚哦，他打完爱城之后，他接下去先要把神的这个律法上所写的祝福跟咒诅的话，再一次明明的向所有人宣读，包括孩子。
After Joshua let the people defeat the city of Ai, he wanted to make sure that the people, including women and children and others, understand carefully the blessings and cursings.
现在每一个人，他们现在都来到这个地方，然后耶稣要筑坛。
Everyone came to this place. They built an altar.
他先献祭。
And he offered.
其实，在这个燔祭当中，本身就有赎罪的意思了。
And the burnt offering meant that they atone for their sins.
因为他们在神面前所犯的错误，惹神发怒，这个一定要献祭。
And because they had sinned and made God angry, they needed to make offering.
他们也经历了神的拯救，所以他们要感谢。
And because they received salvation from the Lord, they needed to offer a thanksgiving offering.
但是这个是这一次在爱城这个事情上他们失败所应该要做的事啊。
And this is something that they should have done because of the incident.
但是要怎么样去避免以后所有的战役都是得到祝福而不是被咒诅？
And what he took next step, what's even more important, is how to prevent future curses, cursing to happen.
因为爱城所发生的事情已经成为历史，已经发生过了。
Because what happened at the city of Ai was already history.
但是接下去他们所要面对的、排在眼前的征战，他们怎么对付才是重点。
What was more important was how they would face the future.
那所以现在。对耶稣来说，他觉得，你看他的作为就显明，他觉得要把神的律法重述一次，比马上去打仗还更重要。
And so it was more important for Joshua to make sure to tell the Israelites the book of the law than to fight another battle.
我们接着看回来《生命记》第十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
当时候他讲了这个基利新山上跟以巴路山上的祝福跟咒诅的话哈。
Of the words of cursing and blessing on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim.
那个咒诅的话是什么？跟祝福的话是什么
？What were the words of cursing and blessing？
我们看《生命记》27章。
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
27章。
27.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
利未人要向以色列众人高声说，第十五节，有人制造神所憎恶的偶像，或雕刻，或铸造，或工匠手所做的，在暗中设立，那人必受咒诅。百姓都要回答，答应说阿们。
15. Cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and set it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen.
好，你看这个都是。接下去都是咒诅了。
Then after this, it describes all these curses.
他就一一的把会遭神咒诅的这些罪啊，都把它讲一次，大家就说阿门。
And after he said each one, the people would answer Amen.
基本上，你看他这个跟偶像有关系的会被咒诅。
So if someone has anything to do with idol, something to do with idol, he will be cursed.
第十六节，如果不孝顺父母的，受咒诅。
And in verse 16, if someone treats his father or mother with contempt, he will be cursed.
如果没有爱心的，欺压那个瞎子的、邻舍的、贪财的，屈枉正直的，都受咒诅。
And those people who oppress others, for example, taking advantage of a neighbor's land or being mean to the blind or to those who are weak, they will be cursed.
那如果犯奸淫的，这个在这个婚姻家庭上面乱伦的受咒诅。
Those who commit sexual immorality, they will be cursed.
杀人的受咒诅。
And those who murder will be cursed.
第二十五节，没有公义的受咒诅。
25, those who do not practice justice will be cursed.
二十六节说，不遵守遵行这律法言语的必受咒诅。
And 26, those who do not confirm all the words of this law by observing them will be cursed.
这些宣告的话，耶稣亚他说，他都一一的向当时候众人，包括孩子这样子宣告。
And so of all these curses, says that Joshua proclaimed or read to the people one by one.
就是要让所有的人都知道说神的原则是什么。
So that all of the people would know the commandments of God.
要怎么样才不会重犯错误？
So they would know the principles by which they would not sin.
所以他在耶稣亚记八章三十五节特别强调说，是以色列的全会众、妇女、孩子，还有他们中间聚集的外人，每一句话他都先读。
In Joshua chapter 8, verse 35, it says that he commanded the commandments to all the people, including women, children, and the strangers that live among them.
是这两座山做见证的。
And the two mountains were their witness.
祝福是一定会实现的。
And so that the blessings will surely come to pass.
如果人愿意遵守神的话。
If people are willing to follow God's
commandments. 他们所宣告的咒诅也一定会来到。
And the cursings that they proclaim will surely come to pass.
如果人不愿意听从神的吩咐，去违抗他。
If people are unwilling to listen to the commandments of God and to go against him.
所以耶稣亚他很忠心的去把他这个讲清楚了。
Joshua was very faithful in proclaiming these laws.
你看今天有时候我们都会想说，孩子那个小孩子不要讲得太严厉。
Sometimes we may think that when we teach our children, we shouldn't be too harsh.
讲得那么严厉，听了还害怕。
If we're too harsh, maybe our children will be
afraid. 会影响到他们小小的心灵。
It would affect their very innocent heart.
他们可能会对神有一个错误的印象。
They will develop a false impression of God.
那是我们人这样想。
But this is what we people think.
但圣经里面他的教导非常的直接。
But the teachings from the Bible are very clear.
就算是小孩子，也要让他知道咒诅是什么。
And even for children, we need to teach them what curses are.
在什么情况底下会被咒诅？
And we need to teach them under which circumstances they will be cursed.
要他们能够进一步的去抓住神的祝福。
So that they can grasp hold of God's blessing.
所以今天呢，你看，我们遵守神的吩咐，我们没有一件懈怠不行的，一定要包括把这个神的严厉性、他的公义讲清楚。
And so as we try to follow the commandments of God, we must be careful to also include those that seem very strict.
今天有一些基督徒他绝口不谈这个刑罚审判的事。
There are Christians today that refuse to talk about punishment.
只是强调神的爱。
They only emphasize love of God.
我们如果遵守神的话，一定会得到什么好处。
And if we follow God's commands, we will surely be blessed.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
但是如果只是讲这样子，是讲一半而已。
But if we only tell half of the story,
这在神眼中并不是良善又忠心的仆人。
We will not be good and faithful servants in the eyes of God.
神告诉百姓要耶稣要这样做的，就是连咒诅的话都要讲清楚。
Because if we look at Joshua's example, God wanted Joshua to tell both sides of the story.
所以我们除了去了解神是爱、神是善良、有怜悯之外，
Besides knowing that God is love and He is good and kind,
要让我们了解我们个人的行为，如果犯错会带来什么样的影响，会导致什么样的结局。
We need to recognize that our individual actions will lead to certain consequences.
所以神的公义不可以忽略。
So that we cannot ignore God's justice.
神要人保持圣洁的这个要求，你不可以把它打折扣。
And the fact that God wants us to be holy, cannot be discounted.
所以我们让我们从耶稣雅记里面所记载的这些战役跟啊。耶稣雅他所做的这些事情得到一些学习。
So I hope today we were able to learn from the battles that Joshua fought.
就是说我们真的很清楚神他的祝福是什么。
So that we may clearly understand the blessings of God.
也同时记住什么样的行为会导致神来发怒，让我们全体的信徒受亏损的。
And once again, remember what types of actions that we may commit to anger God, which may affect the entire congregation.
让我们对神的话都能够 很清楚的记住。
And we also need to clearly remember God's word.
所以我们能够小心我们眼睛所看到的。
So that we may be careful of what we see.
我们能够很注意的去听我们所听到的神的作为。
So that we may be careful in listening for the works of God.
我们听到之后，我们会愿意来归向神。
And once we've heard, we will be more eager to return to God.
而不会像一些不信的人，他们听到神的作为之后，反过来想要跟神对抗。
So that we may not be like others who may hear the works of God and instead come against God.
哦，当我们人这个想要跟神对抗的时候，最后一定会招致像这里所说的咒诅。
We know that if we try to go against God, we will surely be cursed.
因为这个表示我们人在神面前失去了谦卑。
It means that we have lost humility in front of God.
不相信他就是一切的主宰。
It means that we no longer believe that he is the King of Kings.
甚至都会想要挑战他的权柄。
And so if you try to challenge the authority of God,
那最后就是没有一个存留的，都被毁灭尽尽了。
There will be no room for us to survive.
让我们能够从这两座山所宣告的信息得到一些学习。
I hope that we can learn a lesson from the teachings of the two mountains.
那我们在神面前都能够非常的真诚。
So that we can stand sincere in front of God.
得到神的祝福。
And to receive blessings.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
396首。
396.